Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. You know, when I started this channel, I wanted to use it as a voice to kind of not only maybe kind of complain about some things that bothered me, but to point out laws that I thought were unfair to guys and ways we were getting pigeonholed and ways we were being held back and to make everyone kind of, especially if they're still dating or if they're still out there, reasons why maybe to be careful or maybe to not date at all, which is kind of the path that I've taken for now in my life. That may change someday. I don't know. And if it does change, then I'll probably have a reason why maybe I've went out on a date or something. I don't know. I don't see it in my near future. But one of the things that I think is important to me is that if I were to sit here and come up with the silly fun stories or talk about, you know, some of the things that are out there from an article 3 years ago, I think that'd be, it might be, you know, interesting reading and I might be able to make a really interesting thumbnail and get more views. But that's really not the intention of my channel here. My channel is to make you aware of what's going on and how you can better yourself, keep yourselves safe, keep yourselves aware, and just kind of be prepared for what's going on. And so, you know, I had a bunch of stories that I had pulled up, and I was looking through them, and really compared to what's going on currently, I just found that they were kind of silly. It's like the articles, the girl power articles we read where, you know, they're talking about how awful this or that is, and then all of a sudden things have changed because of current events. Where I'd read a story from 3 years ago about that, I think that'd be disingenuous. We're in a different place in time right now. And so I can either continue to go on about the fun, silly, some of the stuff that we do on my channel or what I enjoy doing, or I could say, you know what, I'm going to at least stay up to date and talk about the things that are currently affecting us. And I've decided to do that. So that may mean I get half the number of views on my videos that I normally do. It may mean some of you stop unfollowing me. It is what it is. But I need to talk about what's going on now, because now is when we need to know about these things. And not everyone has the same news channels. Not everyone has the same information. I'm lucky in that many of the followers out there email into me and send me, hey, here's what's going on here. I've noticed this. I've seen this. And I've got, you know, 70,000 some odd subscribers here. And I get those emails. So I'm able to collect information and then give it out to you guys. As such, if I were to ignore that and just continue going on about what I normally go on, I'd be doing a disservice for you guys. So, you know, it is what it is. And for those of you that think that maybe what's going on currently in the world is a big conspiracy plot, okay, maybe it is. But what can you change about it as an individual? You can vote, at least in this country. Now, if you're in other countries that has a monarchy or some other type of deal, you can't even do that. So really, it's out of your control. All you can do is you're along for the ride. And when it's your turn to vote, you vote. I'm not supposed to touch my face, but I'm isolated for 2 weeks, and my mustache is coming in so long it's tickling my face. So, you know, you can change things when it comes to voting. But other than that, we're on for the ride. You know, we're just the grains of sand on the beach. And if one grain of sand decides to change his mind, it's not going to change the beach any. As such, I wanted to get this story out there because I've noticed that some things are a little bit concerning, and this is kind of on a high level. We haven't seen all the incidents coming down on the lower levels, but I want to talk about some of the big issues because they point to what's coming with the smaller issues. And I'll show you what I'm talking about here. So, first article I have, the Czech Republic to send misunderstandingly confiscated masks from Asia. They were donated, and they accidentally, with quotes, confiscated them, and they're going to send them to Italy where they were supposed to go. So you can say, okay, that was a bit of a mistake, no big deal, you know, it can happen. How they got over accidentally to the Czech Republic, who knows. But then France, they seize lorries carrying 130,000 masks to British hospitals. And this is from the 21st of March. Now, I've heard that they decided to send them. I've also heard that they said, no, anything that comes through here, if we need it, we're keeping it. Now, remember, these are just, you know, just masks. And they're already saying, no, we're keeping it. So what happens when it comes to bigger things? This may start to be the fall apart of the European Union. Don't know. I mean, Great Britain's already stepped out. But now they're not playing nice with each other. Now these accidental things, and in this case purposeful, and I have not heard that they've released them. And I didn't want to dig a bunch because, like I said, I've got limited time and I wanted to pull up more stories than one. And here we have, here, Germany faces backlash from neighbors over a mask export ban. And they say here, a diplomatic spat has erupted between Germany and its neighbors Switzerland, Austria, over a decision last week by Chancellor Angela Merkel's government to ban most exports of protective medical equipment. Switzerland has called the German ambassador to complain about the decision to block a shipment of 240,000 masks, while Austria's economy minister demanded her German counterpart order the release of supplies destined for her country. Remember, it was supposed to be we're all in this together, this is Europe. But as soon as things started breaking down a little bit, everybody walled off and closed their borders to everybody else, and now they're not even sending out supplies. They're looking out for themselves first. Keep that in mind, because that's our message here. Next, 830,000 masks intended for yellow suits in hospitals blocked in Germany. They were dispatched from Dispotec SRL of Gordona and intended for civil protection and hospitals would be blocked in Germany. So Germany's stopping it again. And now the United States has started to release prisoners back out into the wild due to the bug. Now, what's interesting about this is that they say that they're nonviolent, but there's already been some incidences of some of these prisoners doing bad things. And again, I didn't pull up all these articles. You can Google it if you want to and start doing a little research, but it's not the point of this. Again, we're just taking a big overlooking picture here. And lastly, just because it's funny, here's a message I got. Let's see, what time is it now? It's now 12:49, so it's almost 1 a.m. here, and you can see I got this about 2 hours ago from somebody I haven't talked to in forever, who's married and has a kid. Shocking. You were in one of my dreams last night. My subconscious must think I miss you or something. The reason why it's a contact is I really don't clear contacts out of my phone because I don't like messages or phone numbers that I don't know. But nonetheless, that one's mine. So, and then there was one more screen here that I wanted to pull up. Where is it? Okay, here it is. So Cincinnati police, and this is also happening, I think, fact check me on this one. I think it's also happening in San Fran and or Los Angeles as well as New York City. Cincinnati police put out this bulletin. Department will no longer send officers for charges with no injury. Breaking and entering. Property damage, lost, or stolen property, even if it's criminal. Menacing somebody. And it begins at 8 a.m. And I forget which day this was from. So what that means is, let's say I wasn't here. And let's say my father, I'm good about carrying this. I have my CC. Which is concealed carry, and I treat them with respect, but they're a tool, and as such, it's a tool I'm very glad I have in these times. Not all places can have those tools, so you need to be prepared otherwise. But if I weren't here, and my father didn't have such a tool, and my mother didn't have a snub-nosed tool, a 32 or a 38 tool, if we didn't have any of these tools. And someone, if I wasn't here, and my mother at 75 and my father at 85, and someone came up to the front door, decided to kick it in or broke in a window, came in with a couple of, you know, bats or something or other, and just basically pushed them into the corner and said, "You move and I'll cream you." And they proceed to empty out the house. They pick up the phone and call and they say, "Sorry, we're not going to send anybody. Come on down to the station when everything's settled and we'll fill out a report." What good's that going to do you? You've lost all your stuff. And during this, can you imagine sitting around after being not only going through the stress and the frustration and the fear of having something happen to you, but on top of that, how would you replace any of this? A lot of places you can't even go out of your house. So do you just sit around and stare at the walls all day if they've taken your TV or your computer or your phone? How do you contact people? See, so this has happened now in 3 or 4 cities. So then you have to start thinking about, okay, big picture, the bug. But even if you don't believe in that, let's just say it doesn't exist. Second big picture, lockdown. Getting food, getting water, getting supplies, right? Third big picture, now they're basically saying, go out and have a free-for-all because we're not going to show up. So you need to make sure to protect yourselves. And that's men and women alike. You have to look out for your families if you have them. You have to look out for yourselves. And if you haven't, I'll tell you right now, I mean, I've got a couple old tables around here. I'd be unscrewing a table leg if I needed to, or going out into the garage and taking a 2x2, which is 1.5 inches by 1.5 inches technically, and shaving down the corners on that so I'd have myself a little bit of something, right? And it sounds crazy. You say, oh, you know, this is not like in the movies where people get sick and run around and bite people, right? It's not a zombie movie. But the thing is that these are real things that are really happening in the news. These are real situations. I forget how many they've released as far as prisoners and such, but it's going to be many of them. And these are people we already know that are not the best of society. We know this for a fact. They're not the best of society. That's why they're in there. Now, yes, there may be they may be nonviolent or whatever, and they may be just in for, say, paraphernalia or something like that. So it could be lesser things, but when these people are released, what if they don't have a family to go to or one that's in the immediate area and they can't travel? They're basically homeless. What do you think they're going to do when they're released and they have no money, no food, no place to sleep, no place to go? People tend to get crazy during situations like this. So it's very important that, you know, you guys that are on your own, no matter where you are, because the release is also happening in Iran. It's happening in the UK now. Police officers aren't showing up for a lot of different things, again, in lots of different cities. And this may be going global as far as who's not putting out police officers because they don't want to risk police. We're already very thin on medical staff. What happens if you are hurt by somebody and you show up and the ICU and everything is filled with people that are, having breathing problems on the bug? Do you get help? Can you get help? Is there enough opportunity to? So I think this is something that whether you take the actual bug itself or not seriously, you need to take care of the situation seriously. And you need to take care of what happens in the news and what happens locally and to the state and to your country and to the globe. It's just being aware. Part of being a smart, intelligent man, part of being prepared, part of being ahead of everyone else on the curve is don't think about what's going on right now. Think about what's going on in a week, in 2 weeks, in 4 weeks. Think out a little bit. And I can tell you now that the situation is not good in a lot of areas. There is somebody that I'm talking to in Spain. There's someone I'm talking to in Northern Italy. It's, you know, you can, to those who goes, it's not that big a deal. It is a big deal. And it is a big deal, especially to people in these affected areas. Next is going to be the UK, probably Germany, and probably New York City here, as well as West Coast. We've got the homeless population out there that's going to run into problems. So, you know, you guys can leave all the harsh remarks you want on me about this, but part of my responsibility, at least to as many of you that watch my videos, is trying to keep you abreast of the situation. Because I can't just sit here and say, oh, look at, here's a girl complaining about something. I can't do that. It's disingenuous, and I'm just not at that place. I'm not like butthurt or anything. It's just, this is the type of stuff that I think is important and that I want to talk about because I want you guys to be prepared. I want you guys to stay safe. I want you guys to be in a place where if there's something that you can take advantage of or there's something you can keep yourself out of trouble with, that's where we are right now. And let's hope it doesn't last much longer. But as I get information, as I get news, I'm going to pass it on because I feel that I need to. Not all of them will be necessarily this unhappy and kind of a, you know, bad blah message. I hope to have some fun things out there that we can talk about, but most of it is making fun of other people, making fun of stuff. But other than that, there's just not a whole lot of new stories. There's not a new lot of things out there because right now people just have other real concerns in the world and all the little frilly, silly stuff has gone away because you realize they're not really big issues. They may talk like they were, they may have acted like they were, but all of a sudden, just like that, they're not anymore. And now we've got real things to deal with. So, you know, I'm going to leave it there, guys. I hope you're interested in this stuff. I hope that you keep your noses to the ground and you can stay ahead of all this stuff. And I'd love to hear what you think about it. Guys, if you want to support my work, as always, links are below. Best thing you can do, like, comment, share. That's all I ask. So we'll leave it there. Guys, this is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, stay safe out there. Whether you want to or not, it's happening. Thank you.